From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. The National Human Rights Commission's last decisions to postpone regional head elections. RRI launched the Learning from Home program. Now the news in details. The National Human Rights Commission Komnas HAM has hailed the decision to postpone the regional head elections Pilkada, scheduled for September this year, on account of the coronavirus pandemic. The postponement was agreed upon by the House of Representatives DPR, the General Elections Commission's KPU, the Election Supervisory Board Bawaslu, and the Electoral Honorary Council DKPP. Komnas HAM appreciates the postponement of the implementation of the 2020 election, Komnas HAM member Amiruddin said in a statement on Friday. Continuing with the Pilkada process amid the COVID-19 crisis would violate the basic human rights of the Indonesian people to stay healthy and safe. Besides, it would also fuel concerns about elections officers and voters being infected with the virus during the poll process, in case there are COVID-19 carriers among officers or voters. To prevent the spreading of COVID-19, Indonesian government imposed a policy to working, studying, and worshipping from home since last month. In line to support the government policy, Radio Republik Indonesia has launched the Learning from Home program since March 26. This program is designed for primary, secondary, and high school students. Director of Program and Productions Public Broadcasting Agency, RRI, Sulaiman Yusuf explained to Voice of Indonesia in phone interview. Director Yusuf said this learning from home program is part of the COVID-19 Emergency Response Special Program to socializing and giving the truth information about COVID-19 to public. This one-hour program is starting at 10 to 11 a.m. from Monday to Friday, broadcasting simultaneously in 67 work unit RRI.
Memang sudah ada cara dari kementerian, dari sekolah-sekolah, belajarnya melalui online.
There are many online learning programs from the Ministry of Education and Culture and also from schools, as we know that it's not all area covered by internet connections in Indonesia. This program, Learning from Home through RRI, is one of the solution. Listening the radio without any expenses at all, the radio broadcasting is very clear. He added the program have positive response from teachers, students, and parents in Indonesia because it sounds more clear than internet. The Eijkman Institute for Molecular Biology in Jakarta on Friday received donation worth 10 billion rupiah from pharmaceutical firm PT Tempo Scan Pacific that will be channeled for intensifying COVID-19-related examinations at its laboratory facilities. The donated funds were received through the National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB Task Force for Accelerating COVID-19 Handling, head of the Eijkman Institute for Molecular Biology, Amin Subandrio, notified journalists on Friday. The institute's laboratory is one of those selected by the Indonesian government to assist the health ministry to detect harmful microbes and the novel coronavirus, adding that the Eijkman Institute has until now examined nearly 3,000 test samples. Some 10% of those samples revealed positive results. The Eijkman Institute requires the support of various parties to enable it to double its laboratory capacity. The Indonesian government has received 10,000 COVID-19 test kits and protective equipment from Singapore to aid efforts to contain the coronavirus outbreak in the country. Singaporean Ambassador to Indonesia Anil Kumar Nayar handed over the assistant to Indonesian Home Affairs Minister Tito Karnavian at the Home Affairs Ministry on Friday. The assistance reflects the Singapore government's concrete support to Indonesia. He said Singapore had earlier extended similar assistance to the Batam municipal government in Riau Island province, which borders with Singapore. The minister said he will turn over the COVID-19 test kits and protective equipment received from Singapore to the COVID-19 Response Task Force of Health Ministry. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The price of crude oil surged again on Friday after OPEC said it would talk to non-members, notably Russia, giving investors hope for an end to a price war which has created market chaos along with crushed demands because of the coronavirus. As quoted by AFP.com, OPEC oil producers and their allies will meet on Monday via video conference, a source close to the cartel said. And Russia's President Vladimir Putin said his country was ready to cooperate with Saudi Arabia and the United States on production cuts. Wanda analyst Craig Earlham told AFP that there's certainly a lot of optimism that a deal is going to be done. Despite the happy talk in the oil sector, global stock markets fell following another set of devastating American employment numbers, gloomy Eurozone services data, and news that the number of declared COVID-19 infections passed 1 million worldwide. The latest Asian Development Bank reports projects that Indonesia's economy will slow down or only record a growth of some 2.5% in 2020, down from 5% in 2019 over the COVID-19 pandemic. Although Indonesia has a strong macroeconomic foundation, the ongoing COVID-19 outbreak has changed the direction of the country's economy with deteriorating external environmental conditions and weakening domestic demand, ADB Director for Indonesia Winfried Wicklund noted in a statement in Jakarta on Friday. Domestic demand is expected to weaken in line with declining business and consumer sentiment. However, in tune with the recovery of the world economy next year, Indonesia's growth is projected to gain momentum bolstered by reforms in the investment sector. President Vladimir Putin on Friday said Russia is ready to cooperate with Saudi Arabia and the United States to cut oil productions. As quoted by AFP.com, Putin said Russia was willing to make agreements within the framework of the OPEC Plus group and that they are ready for cooperation with the United States of America on this issue. Putin believes that it is necessary to combine efforts in order to balance the markets and reduce productions. Oil prices have tumbled in recent weeks in the face of a drop of a demand and global economic uncertainty over the new coronavirus pandemic. Last month, OPEC and its allies failed to reach a deal on oil production cuts over OPEC Plus leader Moscow refused to tighten supply to control the effect of the coronavirus outbreak. Speaking with Energy Minister Alexander Novak via conference call, Putin said Russia was prepared to discuss a reduction in the volume of about 10 million barrels a day, a little less, maybe a little more. The European Union on Friday welcomed a U.S. plan for a transitional government in Venezuela and subsequent lifting of economic sanctions. Washington last month suggested that both hard-left President Nicolas Maduro and his rival Juan Guaido, previously backed by the U.S., step aside in favor of a transitional administration made up of members of both their parties. As quoted by AFP.com, the shift in U.S. tactics came as fear grew that the coronavirus pandemic will spread rapidly both inside and from Venezuela, an oil-wealthy nation now crumbling in an economic crisis. European Union's diplomatic chief, Josep Borrell, said in a statement on behalf of all 27 members of the bloc that the European Union takes positive note of the democratic transitions framework on Venezuela's proposed by the United States. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nico Kusumawati. Welcome back, listener. Here is news from across the country. The first news comes from Bengkulu. Bengkulu Natural Resources Conservation Center released 56 protected birds in the Bukit Barisan Selatan National Park. Acting head of the National Park Ismanto, in his written statement received in Jakarta on Thursday, said, related to the COVID-19 pandemic mitigation, the welfare of animals to live freely in nature should not be forgotten. while still applying the safety standards recommended by the government. Data up to February 2020 shows at least over 19,000 birds have been successfully released from Bengkulu province. The next news comes from Benar Meriah Regency, Aceh Province. Increased public concerns about the spread of the corona COVID-19 virus has been responded by the government by taking preventative measures to reduce activities outside the home. Communities in Lot Benar Kelipah Village, Benar Kelipah Sub-District, Benar Meriah Regency revived the Tulak Bele traditions in the local village Manasah or Mosque. The traditions aims to increase public awareness and respect for God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the pandemic can be overcome. The tradition of Tulak Bele in the coffee-producing area also invites traditional and religious leaders to join it. Still from Aceh, the Aceh Education Office through Banda Aceh State Vocational High School 2, in cooperation with Syiah Kuala University, showed its concern to help preventing the spread of the coronavirus 19 outbreak. Teachers and students of state vocational high schools in Banda Aceh took creative steps by producing a personal protective equipment in the form of face shield masks, which are self-produced and can be used by medical personnel working in hospitals. The head of the Aceh Education Agency, Rahmat Fitri, inspected the manufacturing site for the face shield masks at the school on Wednesday. He appreciated the steps taken by the school to develop its potential to create the tools needed by the public today. He requested that the materials used meet the standards set by the government. The specs should be the same as the face shield masks used by medical personnel in the hospital. That was news from across the country. I'm Duka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in a story with an event that occurred on April 4, 1968. Martin Luther King was killed. Prominent opponent of racism in the United States of America, the black priest of the Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, Martin Luther King was killed at the age of 39 by James Earl Ray in Memphis, Tennessee, United States on April 4, 1968. Martin Luther King involved in the fight against racism and injustice, especially in the United States. He is reminisced about his speech, "I Have a Dream." He described, "One day this nation will rise up and believe in these truths without conditions, that all human beings are created equal. Whites and blacks are united." Martin Luther King also received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. We turn to April 4, 1975. Microsoft was founded by Bill Gates. William H. Gates and Paul Allen on April 4, 1975, established the Microsoft Corporation in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Microsoft's activity is developing technological devices by developing operating systems and software for computers. Microsoft Corporation is a United States multinational company whose headquarters is located in Redmond, Washington. It develops manufacturers, licenses, and supports a variety of computer-related products and services. Microsoft is the world's largest maker of software by revenue. We end today in history with the event that took place on April 4, 1979. Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, the former Prime Minister of Pakistan, was executed. After the coup in his reign, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto's position became uncertain in Pakistan. A series of accusations were directed at Ali Bhutto, ranging from corruption to other political intrigues by the military regime led by General Zia-ul-Haq. The climax is the execution of the death sentence under pressure from the coup leader General Zia-ul-Haq, who eventually became president of Pakistan. And listener, that's today in history.
Cinta itu datang, ku rasa bahagia. Di hatiku menatap indahnya bintang, memberi harapan yang baru. Ketika kaki melangkah, berdebar rasanya di dada, namun senyum yang terindah selalu membangkitkan jiwa.
To the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia on Ministry of Industry optimizing national personal protective equipment production. The Indonesian Ministry of Industry focuses on encouraging the optimization of personal protective equipment productivity as an effort to handle the corona COVID-19 virus pandemic in the country. Director General of Chemical, Pharmaceutical and Textiles Industry, Muhammad Khayyam, through a statement received by Antara Agency on Tuesday, said, "The need for personal protective equipment in the country is increasing, especially to meet the demand for medical personnel, given the increasing cases of COVID-19 in Indonesia." He explained that personal protective equipment manufacturers were counting their production's capabilities for the next 6 to 8 months. This calculation will be adjusted to the distribution schedule to each user, such as hospitals that really need it. Muhammad Khayyam said that under normal condition or when there was no outbreak of COVID-19, the domestic personal protective equipment industry produced as many as 1 million units per month, but in the current condition, the need for personal protective equipment is surging. The Ministry of Industry gives appreciation to the textile industry players in Indonesia who participated in producing personal protective equipment. This is expected to drive the performance of the domestic textile industry amid the pressures of global economic conditions. With the involvement of the textile industry, personal protective equipment production's capacity can be more than 17 million units per month. Ministry of Industry projects until May 2020, domestic PPE needs will be around 3 to 5 million units. At present, Indonesia has 28 personal protective equipment manufacturers with a total production's capacity of up to 17.8 million units per month. 5 companies have been increasing their productions, while the rest are starting early this April. Muhammad Khayyam added that at the end of April, an estimated 5 to 10 million personal protective equipment could be distributed. Personal protective equipment needed includes clothing, headgear, masks, towels, gloves, leg protectors, hand protectors, and face goggles. In an effort to supply the need for personal protective equipment, the Ministry of Industry continues to coordinate with the National Disaster Management Agency and the Ministry of Health. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Thank you. baby, let's get it on like the Marvin Gaye song. And let me see that thong like the Cisco song. It's once I turn you on, there's no turning back. I'm like Don Corleone, ain't no one above that. Ain't no one above me when it comes to loving you. Your pleasure comes first and I'll come after you. You know that you're a gift sent from heaven 24/7. When I'm off the stage, I'm yours. And let me set the mood. And let me set the mood while you play with my flute. And I'll be watching you, tell a bit what to do. Baby, you can tell me how you want it to be. Talk to me, girl.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today we will take you to look at Seminyak Beach in Bali province. Listener, vacation in Bali is everyone's dream, both local and foreign tourists. One of the attractions that must be visited is Seminyak Beach, or also called Dianapura Beach. This beach is located on Dianapura Street, Seminyak Village, Kuta District in Badung Regency. Seminyak Beach is a beautiful beach with white sand and big waves. Why the beach was named as Seminyak Beach is that because the location of this beach is in the Seminyak area. The atmosphere of Seminyak Beach is not too crowded, so it is comfortable for a vacation. Along the beach, there are umbrellas provided for tourists who want to relax while enjoying the surroundings. In the late afternoon, tourists can see the beautiful panorama of the sunset. On this Seminyak Beach, you can also do activities like sunbathing, swimming, surfing, and playing ball. Interestingly, along the road to Seminyak Beach, there are some restaurants that offer delicious dishes. You can choose from traditional dishes to international dishes, from cheap to expensive dishes. Therefore, the road is called Eating Street. Besides restaurants, Seminyak Beach also offers accommodation facilities such as hotels, resorts, and villas, but the prices here are quite expensive. Listener, if you would like to exercise adrenaline, you can try bungee jumping with towers 45 meters high. Only large elastic cord is attached to the ankle. Bungee jumping in Bali can be found in Seminyak Beach only. There are three choices of time to jump, namely day, evening, and night. If you want to be photographed while jumping, and jumping while enjoying the beautiful scenery along the coast of Kuta, Legian, Seminyak, jump in the afternoon or evening. If you want to jump against a background of blue sky, jump during the day. If you want to take pictures with a reddish sky background, jump before sunset. To reach the top of the tower, there is a special elevator. One jump costs around 500,000 rupiahs. This price includes taxes, insurance, t-shirts, certificates, and shuttle to hotels in Legian, Seminyak, and surrounding areas. Listener, if you visit Bali, don't forget to enjoy Seminyak Beach. From Ngurah Rai Airport, it only takes 30 minutes by car, and from Denpasar City, it takes about 17 minutes because the distance is only 10 kilometers. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Seminyak Beach in Bali. We will meet again with other interesting topics. See you next time.
Hari demi hari telah ku lalui, hanya menunggu dirimu. Nada demi nada telah ku nyanyikan, lantunan melodi jiwaku. Langkah demi langkah telah ku jalani, tuk gapai cintamu padaku. Kata demi kata telah ku tuliskan, puisi cintaku padaku. Telah ku nyanyikan lantunan melodi jiwa.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Voice.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Miss Eleni. Today, we will inform you about ITS produces face shield mask to reduce scarcity. So, stay tuned with us at www.voinews.id. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic that spread throughout the world, a scarcity of personal protective equipment or PPE arises that is needed by the medical team who stand at the forefront line in handling COVID-19. Responding to this, the Institute Teknologi 10 November or ITS Surabaya showed its contribution in suppressing the scarcity of the PPE on the market by producing face shield masks needed by the medical team. Of Integrated Digital Design Laboratory of the ITS Industrial Product Design Department in Surabaya, Joko Kuswanto, said that the idea of making a face shield mask was an active response to panic buying by the community on the impact of the outbreak of COVID-19, even though medical personnel were the ones who most needed this PPE. In the production of face shield mask, ITS collaborates with the Indonesian 3D Printer Association. The production target of the face shield mask is expected to meet 500 until 1,000 items every day. This emergency PPE mask uses two types of materials, namely high-density polyethylene or HDPE and polyethylene terephthalate or PET plastic. This emergency mask must also be produced by paying attention to the safety of the material used. Joko stressed that these masks are only for clinical institutions that need them. This free distribution has a flow of distribution procedures that are not arbitrary. For clinical institutions that need this mask, must prepare an official request letter and attach it together with the online form provided. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today with the topic ITS produces face shield mask to reduce scarcity. We'll meet again with other interesting topics. See you next time.
Selalu ada dalam. kasih ruang rindu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. In today's edition, we'll present a keroncong song entitled Harapan Jumpa. The lyric of the keroncong song entitled Harapan Jumpa tells about someone's hope to meet her lover who goes far away and there is no communication from him. Love story sometimes is not easy. However, in her deep heart, there is still hope to meet him again. That's the short story of the song Harapan Jumpa, which will be sung by Waljina. And listener, here is Waljina with keroncong song entitled Harapan Jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Go! Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.